Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast. Ryan just went down to Florida over on his side of the studio to lure the dog over just to say hi.
Yeah.
And she was there about a second and then spun around.
She thought I might have food in my hand. And as soon as she realized I didn't, she's like, fuck off.
Here, do you want to deploy the Kong? Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter. And we also have a Facebook page and Instagram. And thank you ever so much for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
If you use that link every time you go to buy something at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Why do I have to sneeze?
I don't know. Global warming, climate change, allergies.
God, I cleaned my...
Are you allergic to dogs?
I cleaned my spit tag and my my spit shield everything.
Well, I don't know.
When the critters grow in there.
Right.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
No, join us tomorrow for a Faithless Friday. Don't forget also.
Yeah. God, Jesus is such a big fucking bust, huh?
Still.
Well, I mean... When's he going to do something?
Who?
Jesus! I mean, people keep praying, hey, help us do this, help us do that.
Well, I'll put my money on Harry Potter.
What? Yeah, and what are the Jesus people going to say if we get into some thermonuclear war at fucking action up in this bitch?
He knows how to say it. He's saying it ironically.
Yeah, and what about that? What will they say then when my face is melting off? Well, why didn't Jesus save me, you fucking bitches?
Stop butt-fucking each other.
Ah! Oh my God, you Christianist or whatever the fuck you
are. Stop killing babies.
God, fuck off about the forced birth, too. Everybody needs to calm the fuck down. God, you guys are evil.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Huff
Po.
Ooh.
The headline, basketball star Brittany Griner's detention extended by Russian court, according to a report.
Right.
A Russian court announced today that American basketball star Brittany Griner would be detained until May 19th. Yikes.
Jeez.
2 more months, according to Russian state news agency TASS.
Right.
Hey.
Have we seen the evidence that she actually had a vape, a hash fucking vape?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
The Olympic gold medalist was arrested earlier this year at an airport outside Moscow and was accused of smuggling hashish oil in her luggage.
Yeah.
Moscow's, the court told the TASS that it was granting the request of the investigation and extended the period of detention. What investigation is there? Either she had some hash oil on her or she did not. How is 2 months of investigation going to help?
And I tell you what, I wouldn't fucking believe our cops in this fucking country for one fucking second. And I for sure am not believing the Russian cops. Oh, fuck off, please. She's over there being detained because she's black, because she's gay. That's it. And she's famous.
CCTV footage released by Russian state media shows Griner, 31, walking through the Sheremetyevo airport in February with a small black rolling suitcase. That was the last time she was seen publicly.
This is Russia making a statement about who they are. They're saying, we hate gay people and we hate people of color, and this is what we do to women.
She's center for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury team, who's been playing basketball in Russia during the offseason for several years, something many American athletes do because the pay is so big.
Right, right. She has to do that. And you know what the thing is? Brittany is, she's been compared to like LeBron James, but of the WNBA.
Yes.
So, like, why, I mean, we're not really hearing much about this from Biden or anybody, really. And if it was LeBron James, this would be 24/7 coverage. But because she's a woman in the WNBA, nobody gives a fuck. There's all kinds of nasty, like, racism and sexism playing into this.
Her detention in Russia, a country hostile to LGBTQ individuals, has sparked concern that she could be mistreated while in custody, it says here at the HuffPo.
Yeah, sure. And I want to see the evidence that she had a hash vape. Do we even fucking believe
that? I didn't see where
that?
It said vape. I just saw hashish oil, but
oh,
I don't
yeah. I heard it was in a cartridge or something. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
it's not like a... like a THC oil or something that you rub on yourself.
No, and we know that
for injuries.
We're dealing with cops. So cops fucking lie. Yeah. Cops fucking lie and do all kinds of shit.
Hey, quiet.
So.
Quiet.
So I don't know.
You'll
so
get
what,
thrown out of the studio.
Yeah. You're going to be sent to Siberia. When does she just get released whenever they feel like it?
I mean, I guess they're working on it. The State Department's working on it. We're working on it.
Jeez.
We're not, you know, really besties with Russia right now, so.
And we, you know, and it is.
Nobody is.
Right. And it's a female celebrity of color.
Yeah.
I think they, from the WNBA, and I think people would be working harder. Huh?
Who's gay?
Yes. Yes. If this was LeBron James, they would be working harder. And that's true.
Or a white guy.
Or a white guy. They would be. If it was Tom fucking Brady, they'd be working harder.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. They would be moving heaven and earth to get this
Tim
fucking
Tebow
player.
Tim Tebow stuck over in the. Drop the nukes now. Save Tebow.
I mean, they should be really worried about this person.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Hey, man.
Let us see what the headline there is.
Lucky.
Oops, I pressed the wrong button. The, it says Vlad so mad.
Here's
the headline.
What's he mad about, that fuck?
It leads to the Daily Mail.
Hello.
So prepare for a Daily Mail headline.
Right.
I'll try to do it in one breath. How desperate Putin has just 3 moves left against Ukraine and is running out of time. War expert Justin Bronk says Russian ruler is in a dangerous position, but his biggest difficulty is selling his disastrous war as a victory to his own people.
Yeah!
I couldn't do it in one breath.
Good
almost.
Job.
Holy
you got
shit.
There. You got there.
I started too slow. I was too
right.
confident.
Well, so what's the point of that Putin has to sell it to the... He has to tell the people of Russia, listen, guys, we really have to nuke these motherfuckers. Is that what he has to sell
no,
to the people?
No, well, I don't know. I saw this article earlier and I skimmed through it, and it takes a pretty long time to get to the 3
Jeez.
Choices. But, I mean, it's a good article. It's about the context and everything
right.
and how things are just not going well for Putin the more this goes on.
By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. A lot of the articles that we're discussing are also there.
It says, in this context, Russian forces are likely to attempt 3 things. First, they will attempt to weaken Ukraine's ability to continue fighting at its current intensity by driving northwards from Melitopol towards Dnipro. to meet with a simultaneous thrust southward from Kharkiv.
Jeez.
But then I saw today that aren't they, the Ukrainians are pushing them back away from Kyiv.
Yeah. What? Why are they able to do that? Because Russia just doesn't have...
They don't have the supply lines. They don't have the... and the morale is shit.
I mean, is it... I don't know what it's like to move an army. So if you're moving a bunch of people toward Kyiv, and all of a sudden you have to go backwards, is that difficult? I mean, is that a does that mean everybody does a three-point turn and goes around the other way? I mean, I'm serious. If they're all on the fucking road.
Yeah, pass it down.
Everybody's...
Turn around.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's crazy.
Well, and then you're dodging Molotov cocktails and
they must just drive the road in
and bombed out bridges and shit.
I mean, that's what it is, right?
What?
In these convoys, how close do they follow?
The convoys here?
No. Yeah.
Are you talking about the...
Yeah, no. In the convoys and whatever.
Similar, though. Similar brave.
You know, I just think it sounds like a mess. I think it would be tough to coordinate a whole invasion of a place.
Yeah, I think you need a spreadsheet or two.
Yeah. Why don't we have drones over there?
Well, I'm sure we do, but yeah. I think we gave them some recently.
Right.
Like some drones that are specific for being, you know, like a mile or two up and taking out tanks.
Oh, well, good.
With these little wee missiles.
Oh, that's good. Jeez.
Put
some of these young kids that are really good at video games operating these drones, and let's go get these motherfuckers, you know?
So, it says Ukraine has to sustain the ability of its forces to continue fighting effectively and counterattacking, which they're kind of doing. Zelensky's troops are mobilizing new Ukrainian forces in the West with modern weapons provided by Western countries.
Damn.
And these could be sent to reinforce Odessa or Kyiv rapidly if needed.
Right.
Sounds
like it's needed.
This one expert said that Russian forces are in a dangerous position, which is likely to deteriorate without a major pause in fighting, meaning that it's vital that the Ukrainians continue to fight back hard.
Jeez.
And then he talked about what the Russians might do. And then...
What? I mean, are there... Did Putin ever get people from Syria to fight? I mean, do they have mercenaries and things of that nature, like fighting on their side?
I don't
side,
think tons, it, but yeah, right. I thought they had some, like those Chechens, but...
Yeah.
Didn't they say those Chechens were wiped out?
Chechen
assassin group?
Oh, well, you know, somebody asked Jen Psaki during a press conference, I think, yesterday. It's like, hey, Psaki, what's up with the...
Ryan Pfeiffer.
Yeah. What's up with all the supposedly kill squads looking for journalists in Kyiv?
Yeah.
And she just said, we're looking into it.
Yeah.
Well.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Putin, meanwhile, reports are emerging that General Roman Gavrilov, deputy chief of Russia's Rosgvardia, Rosgvardia.
Fuck. We've only got so many letters.
Rosgvardia.
Yeah.
Unit, maybe the V is silent, which was the spearhead of the first push into Ukrainian territory, has been arrested by the FSB.
Damn.
So his own general has been arrested, one of his own generals.
Jeez.
They said the charge was wasteful squandering of fuel. While a more serious charge of leaks of military information that led to loss of life has also been rumored.
Dang. So is this guy working with the Ukrainians behind the scenes?
We don't know.
I wonder if they have a spy network.
Who?
The Ukraine.
Everybody's got that,
Everybody's right? Everybody's got, I mean, to some extent, yeah.
I would like to think the U.S., we have, like, spies doing shit.
Of course.
About this.
Yes.
Right? Like, what do you mean? Do you think people are, you know, like, there's a guy in the woods with binoculars looking at what troops are doing, Colin Langley, or what goes on?
I mean, probably there's people on the ground, but everything, I mean, you can see... You can see a penny from space right now with these spy satellites.
No, just so satellites.
I'm sure all the satellites are just hanging over Ukraine right now.
Right. Pervs.
It says Pravda, Russian news.
Yes.
Reported that Putin was throwing his special forces now into the war, the Russian Federal National Guard's troops service.
Damn, service.
And listed a number of casualties. Estimated casualties to Russia vary wildly.
Yeah.
Ukraine's claiming to have killed over 13,000.
Jeez.
U.S. estimates put the figure closer to 7,000.
Okay.
But who the fuck knows? I mean.
Right. You don't know because don't they have crematoriums that they brought over?
Well, the Russians. Yeah, I don't know if that's even true.
Oh, we don't know.
But those were Russian troops that are dead, allegedly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
So it wouldn't surprise me that the Ukrainians may be inflating a bit.
Well, it's probably more likely that the Russians are undercounting their dead.
Oh, they are. They're officially reporting 400 dead, which is probably ridiculous.
Who'd you guys put in charge of that? DeSantis?
Let me see. Those are the major headlines, I think, going on with the Ukraine situation.
You've got a situation. The situation. Is he still alive? He died, right? The guy who, from Jersey Shore, the situation?
No, he's still around.
Did he die or just go to jail something?
Well, no, I think he did. He might have gone to jail.
Situation. Rest in peace.
There's another story that Russian soldiers that have been captured.
Yes.
Are saying openly to Putin that, quote, "We will rise against you." After they were made to carry out, quote, terror attacks in Ukraine. Now that they know what's happened, right, that they've been captured, and they can see the news from the rest of the fucking world.
Yeah.
They realize that they were duped and that they're the bad guys.
So Putin is going to have to rely on these extremist, guards.
What, he's not going to let these guys come home now? These captured soldiers? Are they not going to be allowed home? What are their parents going to say? What are the families going to say? What are the towns going to say with all their missing children?
Well, I mean, it also depends on how tightly he's controlling media bubble.
He will vary. I mean, as much as he can.
Yeah.
But again, there's that problem that he's not North Korea.
Yeah.
Everybody's had access to Facebook and Twitter and WhatsApp and Chatterbait and everything. OnlyFans.
Is Kim Jong-un over there looking, see, this is why I never, you know, this is why I do it the way I do it. Nobody
probably is like, Vlad,
dumb
see?
Fucks.
See,
I told
man?
You.
That Iron Curtain.
I told you not to ease up.
Although Vlad's probably thinking that, the Iron Curtain, but then they like money too much. And the Russians, the Russian elite, love going to going skiing in Switzerland. They love having a flat in London.
Yes. So does China see this and say, "Oh, we can do this, and we can do this, and they won't do anything"?
I don't think so.
As long as we don't whip out the nukes.
I don't know. I've seen a couple articles saying that this actually may have been a little wake-up call to China, just how
China,
you know, the world has been thinking, oh, NATO's, you know, got no gonads.
Does China,
and all of a sudden NATO has solidified and stepped into the plate, and you've got fucking Germany sending weapons, which they've never ever done. You've got Switzerland closing bank accounts, which they've never done.
See, I think that's the issue.
You've got
China has oligarchs, right? Like Russia,
sure,
or,
yeah.
And I'm sure they're like
a communist state, right? Like, everybody's
listen,
equal.
They're like, I'm not giving up my fucking boats. Nobody do anything.
This is where the ninnies, it's frustrating when they talk about Marxism and communism, because when they say communism never works, well, it hasn't been practiced.
Right.
In its actual, the way Marx wrote it. Not that I'm for communism, I'm not for the state owning everything, but don't misrepresent what was written. Every communist nation that's been out there, including the Bolsheviks, the revolution, they talked a big game, and then they ended up having oligarchs and elites and rich guys that ran everything and stole things while people starved to death, every single fucking country. So it's not, it's just bullshit.
Yeah. I think these guys don't want to give up their boats.
Yeah, I saw there's a boat, I think in Norway, that it hasn't been seized.
Yeah.
But he can't get it out of there because nobody will sell him gas.
Shit, burn that motherfucker.
For it.
Oh my God, how sad.
Don't burn a perfectly good boat.
No, it actually do. It sends a message.
Turn it into a hospital ship. Turn it into a place for homeless people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the world, if they saw those oligarchs' boats getting burned, they'd be like, oh no. I don't want them to burn my nice boat. Maybe we'll be less of a cunt. And if we're less of a cunt, I can keep my nice boat.
I wouldn't hold out hope.
That's how it has to work. I mean, right? I mean, that's the only way to go. They have to understand they need to be less of a cunt. The oligarchs,
but
the rich.
Many of them, that's how they got there. Or how they stay there.
A cunt.
Many of them, how they stay there, because they get this legacy money, and then the way to keep it and never do anything, never have to really accomplish anything, but still have the money rolling in, is to lie, cheat, steal, or exploit the system, workers, whatever, tax loopholes, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, I think these guys won't be able to hide anymore, right?
I sound like a real commie, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
God, whatever. We don't even, and what you said so right. Our understanding of communism is,
I like socialism.
The Red Scare, right? That's our biggest that's how we understand communism. Some people in this country said they were in the Communist Party and they were blackballed from Hollywood and different places, right? That's our understanding of it.
Well, right. And pre-war, right after the Depression, Roosevelt was feeling pressure from a decently sized socialist communist wing here in America.
That doesn't mean uniforms.
Well, some of the communists are like, would like to get there, but not necessarily socialists.
I mean,
democratic socialists.
We spend way too much money on
themselves.
Clothes and stuff anyway. That would be,
well, nice. I don't have a problem with that. If there's also enough, as a society, to make sure that there's nobody that's homeless.
Right.
That the term homeless anything does not exist. Doesn't exist.
And currently,
food, people that are food deprived in any aspect in this country is a colossal sin against humanity.
Yeah, we got to fix that.
When we're rich as fuck.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
And it's just zeros piling up in computers in the Caymans.
It is nuts. It's money sitting in some dumb fuck's bank account not doing anything.
Right. and they don't know what to do with it so much that they have to build $500 million yachts.
That's crazy.
Because
they don't
know what to do with all that fucking money.
Isn't it true that there are people that have houses they never even fucking go to? They never go to. Yeah. That's immoral.
That one lady that died not that long ago, an heiress, she inherited insane money, back in the day, in the early 20s. I think she was born in the 20s or something.
It's important to come out of a rich vagina.
But she literally had like an apartment in Paris that was maintained that she hadn't been to in 30 plus years.
That's That makes me so mad. I mean, fuck that.
And houses throughout the United States, multiple estates,
like nice with nice
staff,
houses,
staff.
Staff doing what?
Living in the staff area.
Like getting paid to do what? To clean the
to
fucking
always
place?
Keep it clean, to keep the grass
but
going.
But nobody's there.
Exactly.
So they're cutting the grass for no one?
Themselves, I guess.
That's a great gig, right? You're in a butler and a house that doesn't have anyone in it.
I guess, but you still have to clean the big giant fucking house. I mean, nobody dirties it. You just have to maintain it and dust.
Right.
And, you know, through. Unless you have a party and something, you got to clean up after yourself. But yeah, that kind of shit. I just, you know, it makes one question. Is it really necessary to own 30 houses?
No.
Which you never spend a moment in any of them and things like that. So
well, and you don't need to be our leaders, too.
Well, that's the other problem, yeah, is that that's why that SCOTUS decision was so egregious that...
Citizens United?
Yeah, that because we need less money flowing into politics. We need to have public elections. There should be a budget. Here, you get $10 million, you get $10 million. That's what you get for your campaign. No super fucking PACs. No, none of this other bullshit. Let's make it 6 weeks.
Why do you even
need all that?
Why do you even need all that? Because it should be a 500-word essay from each person. You read the fucking thing and you vote.
No, you
don't.
That's
it.
I want to see more of who's going to run the country.
No one is going to read more than 500 words.
What if Trump wrote a good essay or Trump paid somebody to write a good essay?
No, you have to watch them write it. You have to watch them write it. You have to watch that you're in a clean room wearing scrubs with no shoes.
Checked for earpieces and things
you're
like
totally
that.
Scrubbed down, shaved down. You have to write your little manifesto.
You can't be mumbling anything that you've memorized.
No, not at all. We really have to be more careful these days with whom we elect.
We also have legendary paratroopers. Putin's legendary paratroopers have been obliterated.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I was burping at the same time I was saying obliterated. Gross.
Call 911.
How Putin's legendary paratroopers have been obliterated by hero Ukrainians.
Jeez.
As Russia's tin pot army crumbles. This is the Sun.
Okay.
Murdoch's not pro Putin over there.
Right.
As much.
You know, I read that the Kochs are keeping their businesses over in Russia.
Yes.
Is that weird?
Well, Coke Industries, the one Coke is no longer with us.
Oh, yeah. which one died?
But arguably, the crazier one is still with us. Because I think the one that died is the one that ran for vice president on the Libertarian Party.
Oh, God.
Like back in the 80s.
Jesus. And he's not so bad?
He's the deceased one.
Right, but was
and
he
the
wrong?
One that's still with us, I think, is more of leans more towards the conservative side.
I thought the dead one was evil too.
The libertarian. Well, they all are.
Oh, okay. So it's good. I mean, in a way, I'm just saying metaphysically it's great that guy's fucking dead.
I mean, brilliant the way they infiltrated the they're the ones who American Heritage, is that them or something like that? They funded, you know, dog catcher people to run for dog catcher that are
grassroots,
that are conservative libertarians and
gross
conservative and or libertarian.
What does that even mean? If you're a conservative libertarian, that means you hate poor people.
You don't
but
like
you want
gay
the
people.
Right to shoot anybody.
You don't like blacks.
Yes. Know. Sounds like, geez.
Elsewhere in the news. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's very exciting. We have you here.
Gosh, the dog.
We're there with you, I guess, is more apt.
We've been going for a half hour, right?
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
It really is.
That bone?
There's one part. I mean, she's been gnawing.
I mean, it's a little much to give her every day, but.
She's gnawing. She's been gnawing for a half hour straight, easily.
Right.
Jesus, you killed it. It's dead. God bless you.
Sorry.
You know, this dog loves food so much.
She would, yeah, she would be a big, she would look like a hassock.
Yeah.
a fuzzy white hassock.
Do you think if you let her eat as much as she wanted, cow spots, you think if you let her eat as much as she wanted, she would be overweight? Yeah.
I mean, she's been overweight.
Ouch. God, Shelby, don't listen to this. Go in the other room.
And she's still, you know, she's no greyhound right now. Elsewhere in the news, poor don't forget dog. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
I'm going to have some more food. She's getting more food.
Here's a, yeah, but that's your breakfast. She didn't eat it at all.
Okay.
The Idaho bill.
Yes.
That they're trying to pass there. That's the, modeled after Texas's 6-week abortion ban.
Oh, yeah.
You can go sue the fuck out of people.
Right.
Even though they've narrowed it down from the Texas version.
Yes.
Where anybody can fucking sue.
Right. Perfect.
In Idaho, they said, well, only like immediate family members. Remember, the sibling of the fetus can sue.
It sounds so...
And things like that. The aunt. I think they said like parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles.
What does that mean?
I think that's as far as they
went.
I'm
your fetal sibling?
Well, yeah, don't kill my brother.
God, guys. What the fuck?
Under the Idaho law, abortion providers can be sued by the patient, the father, the fetus, or their family members.
Abortion. Perfect. That sounds good, doesn't
it?
How nice.
It says the bill does include an exception for rape or incest.
Yay! Oh, my God. Look at all that freedom.
But it forces women to file a police report and provide it to a physician.
Oh my God.
If a woman fails to do so before an abortion, the rapist's family members can sue her and collect damages. The rapist's family members could sue
her. Who wrote this? Who wrote that? I want
Idaho goose steppers.
I mean, what?
This is the state. Let's not forget.
Oh
it
God.
Wasn't that many years ago we did the story here on crab diving of some asshole that put an amendment somewhere in an Idaho bill. Some Republican, let's make it clear, who thought they should allow people with deeply held religious beliefs to allow their children to die with no medical care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They wanted to say, you can allow you can pray your kid's cancer, your kid's leukemia away.
Your deeply held religious beliefs can collectively eat my fucking asshole. Go fuck yourself. Oh, I'm just so tired of you conservatives. Fuck nuts. Get a fucking hobby, you cunts. My God. Get out of people's pussies!
Well, they've got one.
What the fuck? Get out of people's pussies. I mean, really,
that'd be the most artful way to put it, but yeah.
What? Excuse me. Go back. The rapist can
if
sue
they don't,
their victims?
If they don't, if they're raped, they don't realize they're pregnant, then, maybe they take a home pregnancy test or something.
Right.
And they're like, oh, fuck.
God.
And they go and after 6 weeks. Meanwhile, this is like 2 months in. They missed one period. They're at 9 weeks. They're past the abortion ban.
Yeah.
Because many women, if not most, I don't know the data, but a lot of women don't find out they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Before 6 weeks. They miss a period and they're okay.
And then
they maybe wait for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And not every woman has a regular period.
But in the context we're talking about someone that's a victim of rape.
Yes. So she at let's say at 7 weeks,
Yeah.
She's like, oh, wow, you know, I've missed my period. Maybe okay. I'll take a pregnancy test. She takes pregnancy test. She's like, oh, fuck, that fucking rapist, I'm pregnant.
Right.
She goes off and gets her abortion.
Of course.
The family of the rapist can sue her for killing that rapist's baby.
How does this work? In what court?
In Idaho.
Idaho finds in favor of the plaintiff who happens to be the family of the rapist. Are you shitting me?
Why it was a headline.
Crazy. What the fuck? We are sleepwalking through a social apocalypse through like, we are, God, it feels like every podcast we do, it's like, we're going to be in The Handmaid's Tale the next time. There's going to be people walking around in those weird fucking red dresses with the hoods and all that shit. Jeez.
One state rep, Democrat. Oh, wow. A beleaguered Democrat rep in Idaho.
Somebody buy her a drink.
Lauren Necochea. I think she's American Indian.
Lauren Necochea, be careful out there.
Who described the bill as the most extreme assault on reproductive rights the state has seen in decades.
Yeah, it seems crazy.
She clarified the extreme nature of the proposal with State Rep. Stephen Harris, the bill's sponsor.
Jesus, Stephen.
She asked, what would the legal rights of the family of a rapist be?
Yeah.
Quote, if I'm raped and I choose to have an abortion and my rapist has 10 siblings, is there anything to preclude all of them and their spouses from bringing a lawsuit for $200,000 or $20,000 each? She asked.
Okay.
And he said, oh, I wonder if I have the audio.
Oh, my God. These assholes? Jesus.
You want to hear this motherfucker answer this? This with this middle-aged white fuck. Sure. Guy who wants to control what women do with their bodies.
I understand that a someone who has committed a rape would not be able to sue if an abortion were to take place.
So at least the rapist, they've put it in there that, well, maybe we shouldn't let him sue.
So they were kind
enough to toss that one in there.
If your rapist is like, let's say, is a child of Octomom.
Okay.
I mean, is this where he's going? That all
there? Yes.
God, you Republicans, you fucknuts.
Or what if
horrible people? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Would a family member of said were to take place? Would a family member of said rapist be able to sue? Would they have standing?
Down to 21.
Thank you. If it is the parents, siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, then yes.
Parents. Siblings, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, then they could
grandparents?
Sue.
I mean, how does that work? My grandson raped this woman. I ain't letting her get an abortion.
Oh, my God. So wait a second.
These fucking grandparents
the rapist's would do that. Grandmother could sue.
Can your pet sue as well? Like,
sure, why not? Yeah. On behalf of Fluffy, $20,000 more dollars.
On behalf of Fluffy.
My goldfish is sorely upset about not having his cousin-in-law that you killed.
The pet snake of my rapist is bringing
Holy
you to court.
Shit.
This is nuts. This is Idaho. This is Idaho. Oh, this is Idaho with that. Who's the governor? Kim Reynolds?
God, look at all these white people.
Oh, all these evil-ass Republicans. Go fuck yourself.
I think there's a lot of I think there's a lot of LDS in Idaho, too.
Which is?
Latter-day Saints.
Oh.
Mormons.
LDS.
Down God. From 21.
Thank you. If it is the parents, siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, then yes.
Oh. Same question then for incest as well?
Down 21.
Thank you. Yes.
So if I am raped and choose to have an abortion and my rapist has 10 siblings, is there anything to preclude all of them and their spouses from bringing a lawsuit for $20,000 each?
Down for 21.
I'm not sure their spouses are included in that list, but no.
I'm not sure their spouses are. But no, that means that okay, the ten spouses couldn't, but the 10 siblings could.
So
there's no.
So let's say one of Octomom's kids raped someone, only the brothers and sisters, but nobody's.
And Octomom.
Oh yeah, that's.
Remember, grandmother Octomom could sue.
We need. Oh. It's there. Is. What do you think about this?
What is fucking wrong with these people?
What do you say? Jeez. Well,
how is this different from something that happened in a village in Afghanistan? I mean, it's the same kind of shit.
Someone is a victim of incest. It's kind of like, is there a level of irony at work if a victim of incest can be sued to not get an abortion by like other people that are related to
them? Well, it's already been done. They get money.
What?
They can't sue them for doing it. Okay. Well, no, in Idaho that's different too. They can sue the actual provider. But this is after the fact. You can't sue to prevent someone from getting an abortion.
Is somebody telling their kids, let me know if you rape anybody so I can sue? Jeez, I just don't understand.
It's insane.
What person would do this? I would like to think no person on the planet would say, I am a brother of...
I describe a middle-aged white guy? Who is a Christian, I'm sure. Saving the babies, Ryan.
Well, wasn't there someone storming the Capitol that beat a cop with a flagpole?
Sure.
Well, okay, so yeah. I guess this is in the realm of possibilities.
Why not?
Boy, what shitty people.
There's a guy standing at the Senate lectern wearing a buffalo horns.
I mean...
And going, woo!
What if you just... Let me ask you something.
See, there were people smoking weed as they were walking through the rotunda, which is the one thing out of that horrific, scene that was a little funny.
It's not a stoner move. It's not... Yeah. That's a meth move. You know, it's just like, what if... Let's say it's not rape or incest. Let's say the person wants to have an abortion.
Okay.
They go get an abortion.
When?
Is that still...
After 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, the relatives... So, everybody's relatives can still sue.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
And sue the provider, which is what the problem is, because now who's going to provide?
Well, you can't, right? Because all they're going to do is just figure out how to get your records and just start to go after people.
And again, a lot of women don't know they're pregnant before 6 weeks.
So what's going to happen is it won't be people that they know. You'll just get a lawsuit because you showed up at this place, because there will be people.
Well, that Texas's version.
Monitoring it.
Texas's version is that's what's happening is you could drive somebody in an Uber and drop them off outside the clinic.
Yeah.
And you could still get sued.
Are there any adults that are going to help us? Hi, it's the South. Are there any? It's not the South.
Well, they did once.
It's Idaho. It's Idaho.
They helped us out real hard once.
God. We need help, you motherfuckers. This isn't fair.
It kind of didn't take.
Nobody. There's a lot of people in the South that did not. They didn't ask for Ron DeSantis or that fuck.
I'm from Chicago anyway. I can't. I don't think I can claim myself as a Southerner. I mean, I live here now, but.
I would move to Ireland. I would take that passport and go to
Ireland
or wherever you can.
Oh, if I won the lottery, depending on there's levels. You. There's levels. I'll only play if it's over 100 million for one.
Right.
And
okay.
I only buy one if I'm in the store.
Don't you want to increase your odds?
No, I don't. I'm not. I just it's one. And if lightning somehow strikes, there's levels. If I win $150 million, it's a big difference than if I win $1 million.
Right. Of course, but here's my only thing. You're only playing it every once in a while. There are people that play it like every fucking day.
Yes.
So don't you think they're going to get, they're going to win?
My mother.
Yeah, but don't you have to, I mean, don't you have to be.
I don't know about every, well, maybe. I mean, she, yeah. No, maybe not daily. Twice a week she would go get cigarettes and lottery tickets.
You think? Like, how much did she net from the lottery? Like, she won, right? I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying, do you need to play that much to increase your odds? Will your odds of being...
But she played very frequently for years and years, and then she'd win like a thou, and then
play that much to increase your odds to reach your goal, or does it not make a difference statistically
of the lottery?
Because
what are we gambling? How are we gambling?
Well, the lottery. You're going and you're buying a lottery ticket, yes, and you can win all that fucking money.
If your chance is one in a billion to win, if you buy two tickets, buy you one. Have two chances to win.
So you might as well just buy one because it's so unlikely. Or do you need to buy five? Is buying five better than one in those odds?
Well, yeah, and that's why you see people pulling together and buying, you know, in these groups and buying 100 tickets because then... Like when I worked at the hospital in California, yeah. Every week, good old Josie was her name. She was awesome. Right. She was a biller in the billing department. And she was the organizer. And she would go around and she would be like, are you in this week?
Yeah.
And she would, I think we'd each pay her $5 or something like that. Right. And she would buy, I don't know, 20 the tickets, 30 tickets yeah. or whatever, however many people, you know, she could get.
Yeah. And then you guys would.
And then she would go buy the tickets, and then she would photocopy the on hospital time, probably.
Right.
No, she was taking a break. And she would...
believe me, it's okay.
And she... Oh, yeah, the bosses would be in on it. And she would photocopy the tickets so that, you know, it wouldn't be like, oh, right. I won on my personal
right,
ticket.
Right,
so everything's above board.
Yes.
And that was it.
I'm thinking about that.
We increased the odds
right.
by pulling together.
Because whenever I'm in a convenience store and there's somebody buying lottery tickets ahead of you, it's like you're gonna be there so long.
I never pick numbers. I always do a quick fucking.
They take
pick.
Forever, dude.
Yeah,
and they don't care. These lottery people don't give a fuck. They're like, you're gonna wait. I'm gonna do all this stupid fucking bullshit.
I say, oh, Mega Millions is 200. Give me one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Quick pick out the door. And I've won like $2 or $3, I think.
Is there a better way to make money for Florida's educational system than doing like just making
I'm sure that's where the money's
insane
going.
Insane fucking
gamblers. I'm sure that's
it's
where the money's
to.
Going.
It's fucking supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
property taxes keep going up too.
Well, I mean, what are you funding in Florida education?
Well, yeah. I think we should have vouchers to be able to go to Christian school.
Well, yeah, but why do you even need that if you can only teach this weird ass curriculum where white people aren't, I don't know, denigrated or whatever.
Ooh. No CRT.
Right.
Stop your CRT.
Yeah. So like who gives a fuck? Like if the money in our education is going to go to that shit.
Coming up on the top of the hour in a couple minutes here.
Really, man.
Here's something really encouraging. This is,
I hope you're not being sarcastic.
Oh, of course I am.
No.
Here's how she's described. This is Right Wing Watch.
Okay.
Early in 2021, Christian nationalist homeschooling advocate, whew, author, and podcaster.
Jeez.
Heidi St. John launched a bid for U.S. Congress in Washington State's 3rd Congressional District.
Oh, my God. Don't elect her.
She was outraged by her incumbent Republican Representative Jaime Herrera Butler's vote to impeach Trump. He was one of the handful of Republicans that voted to impeach Trump after the insurrection.
After the insurrection. But really, everybody should have voted to impeach him after the Ukraine call. In hindsight, right?
We tried that. Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, okay. Nobody cared.
Since then, she's been sucking up to the MAGAs. She's called public libraries evil organizations.
Yes.
Pledges to be a mom for America.
Okay. That's creepy.
This is Washington State.
Go fuck yourself. Nobody wants your mothering. Want to be a mom.
She secured endorsements from various Christian nationalist activists. Isn't that great?
Nick Fuentes loves me.
Including Rick Green of Wall Builders and right-wing pastor Rob McCoy,
wall builders
who, will be campaigning with her. On Tuesday, Christian nationalist pastor Jack Hibbs released a video proudly endorsing his good friend and urging conservative Christians to help St. John raise 250 G's by the end of the month.
Please stop.
In February, she appeared on the Children's Health Defense's Tea Time program.
I ain't giving my kid no vaccine. That's what that is.
Oh, sure. Where she declared that COVID-19 vaccines are crimes against humanity. She shared her hope that we will soon, quote, see. Well, here, let me play this for you.
This makes me facepalm so hard, like my hand hurts.
This person is a Republican running for
Congress. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. She's a Republican?
Oh, I wasn't clear with that. I'm sorry. If I was confusing.
Why'd you wait so long to say that?
I know it might have been up in the air.
You giving my kid no vaccine?
My parents both took the vaccine. My father and mother both got COVID after the vaccine. My dad died from it, and the anger is real. But you know what we're studying right now? The anger is actually not wrong. The question is, what do we do with the anger, right?
Wait a second. Right. Instead of being like, oh, thank God my mom didn't die of it because she was vaccinated, this asshole is like, my dad was vaccinated and died anyway. So obviously vaccines are evil.
I mean, I don't know what they want from science. What do they want? I mean,
they wanted to match their stupid little narrow worldview.
Your victimhood is making you prolong the pandemic. It's illogical. It's crazy.
And Trump, a lot of blame.
Yeah.
This is not Trump derangement syndrome. He was the main, he had the biggest bully pulpit out there. And if he had been rah-rah vaccines, instead of trying to, you know, it's really good, but I don't think you should have to take it. It's up to you. It's your freedom.
To think of Obama referring to this as the quote unquote Kung Flu, because that's what did it.
Right.
You know, I mean,
seeing my father and mother both got COVID after the vaccine. My dad died from it. And the anger is real. But you know what we're studying right now? The anger is actually not wrong. The question is, what do we do with the anger, right? So what did Jesus say when he was talking to us about anger? He said, in your anger, what? Do not sin. So because those actions cannot bring about in us the righteousness of God. And so maybe we aim our anger, which is righteous indignation. There's a time for it. And now is the time, right? And God's given us an incredible platform. I mean, Polly, think about this.
So,
jeez. God.
Yeah.
The people that weren't listening, you know, a lot of them still aren't listening, but a whole lot are. There's a whole lot of people listening. And when it's all told, and it will be told, the truth is going to come out about this. I was telling you guys right before we started that I just interviewed a microbiologist who's studied immunology for 28 years. Mm-hmm. And
right after seminary college or theological school at Liberty University, I'm sure.
You know, I'm going to talk about this without saying who it is, but I know someone who works as a hospitalist at an ER. And he said that he actually got calls from people asking about alternative therapies for coronavirus. You know, and one guy, and usually you hang up on him, and he said, and one day I just lost it, and I said, send me these studies you're talking about. Send me the studies that backs this up, and I'll do it. He says, because the way it goes now, people come in with COVID, and if they're vaccinated, they generally recover and go away. Or they go off to somewhere where we put them on a ventilator and they go to another facility and they usually fucking die.
Right.
So send me the studies. And the guy was like, well, I don't know the specific studies. So.
Of course not.
I mean, you know.
I'll find one on 8chan.
I'm out about this. I was telling you guys right before we started that I just interviewed a microbiologist who's studied immunology for 28 years. And he believes that these are crimes now against humanity that are coming out in the name of, you know, money And
he means she. I mean, she means the vaccines or crimes yeah. against the vaccines,
right?
Or crimes against humanity.
Who are these experts?
Like I said, it's a microbiologist with a doctorate in divinity. First,
is it a microbiologist with a micro brain?
Now against humanity that are coming out in the name of money and power. I will probably never get over. To me, this is unforgivable. And I think we are going to see the equivalent of the Nuremberg trials when this is over.
No, you're goddamn right you are. I hope so. I would like to think
she doesn't mean the same people that we think, though.
My God, put me in charge of some fucking task force involved in getting these motherfuckers that spread this disinformation about COVID. Oh, my God. Can we have that? Can we have a task force of people that root out that shit?
Well, they're trying. Legally.
Yeah, legally.
Get over. To me, this is unforgivable. And I think we are going to see the equivalent of the Nuremberg trials when this is over. I think we're going to see people. I hope we see people go to prison for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Again, she's upset about the vaccine.
You're so stupid. Here in Florida, we everybody feels like she feels. A lot of people do. Our governor feels like this, right? Our governor feels like this.
He's vaccinated.
He wouldn't say that he was boosted.
Right, because it's a gotcha question.
No, it would be...
No, that's what he said.
Yeah. The thing is, that, like, the way Obama... Okay, so Obama had the coronavirus, right? And Michelle or something?
Yes.
And they're vaccinated and they're fucking boosted.
Yes.
And he talked about his experience with it in a sane way.
Sure. He spoke about everything in the same way.
We just need more of that. We really do. God.
There was a lot of sane talk while he was president.
These nasty motherfuckers, they're like, the vaccine don't work. And if my boy rapes someone, I'm going to sue the victim if they get an abortion. What great people. Krakens.
We also have... This is what Barack Obama is doing.
A fish that can walk. Surfing hippos want to catch the waves. Species found nowhere else on Earth. Join me in this celebration of our planet's greatest national parks and wilderness.
Netflix documentary series.
Can't we put him in charge of going and getting fascist?
Around the world, the more isolated the national park, the more unusual its creatures, and the more extraordinary their behaviors.
Now let's let's do it.
With Trump.
Surfing very unfair. Unfair thing. Don Jr. shot one of these motherfuckers.
Are there outtakes from this?
One of these is hanging on my wall.
You think the outtakes Obama's like, wait, man, run that back. I can't. Fuck that. I can't. I would never say it like that. What the fuck? Did he pull a Shatner? Do you think Lee is recording this? God damn it! If there are outtakes of Obama Christian losing Bale. It, I want to hear it. I think that would be funny.
Oh, that would be all over.
Oh, my
Social
God.
Social media. Are you kidding me? They'd be...
I ain't got no... I can't...
The ERs would be overwhelmed from Republicans that are dehydrated.
Semen loss! They'd lose it.
Oh, here's an inspirational message. About what's going on in Ukraine?
Yeah.
We weep when we see images of men, women, and children wounded or killed. We regret any human suffering and we mourn any loss of human life. But we cannot and we must not allow our compassion to blind us to reason and common sense. Because this won't be like any entanglement America has ever entered into before. God. A potential war with Russia is not comparable to Iraq or Afghanistan. This is an 8-year-long smoldering conflict in which peace...
I know it's hard, but she is
Marjorie
reading.
Taylor Greene.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want
Taylor Greene, and you know she's not an effervescent reader.
Why are we, you know, to put up with any Republican talking to us about a war and then having the nerve to compare it to the Iraq conflict, which that party lied us the fuck into?
But she
can fuck off.
She's essentially doing dead kids in the streets is awful. But
this is
what this is all about.
Can I just real quick? Can I just say that this war is different from the Iraq war because Dick Cheney's bitch chief of staff did not lie us into it. That's the difference, right? Is that different?
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Jumped on.
To Iraq or Afghanistan. This is an 8-year-long smoldering conflict in which peace agreements have been routinely violated by both sides.
Both
my fucking
sides.
God, they are killing children. They are finding dead kids buried in the fucking snow that these goddamn Russians shot to death.
Oh, maybe she can't. She's having trouble reading Cyrillic.
Yeah.
Peace agreements have been routinely violated by both sides. It concerns a country in which Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitt Romney have direct financial interest. A country which...
Oh, my God!
Obama, Biden, Pelosi, and Romney have financial interests in the country. You know, because Romney's been speaking out against her and little Madison Cawthorn and Boebert.
Bobert.
And all the festering wounds that are in the GOP, the worst of them, like her.
Because she mentioned Pelosi. I just want to say this. Like, we remembered that Trump was impeached by her Congress.
Twice.
One was for the Ukraine call.
Yes.
Where he was like, I want you to announce an investigation into Joe Biden's son. You don't even have to do the investigation. You just announce it. And if you don't do that, we're not going to give you money to fight these fucking fascists.
It's a nice country. It'd be sad if something happened to it.
Yeah, and she impeached him.
Yeah.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene hasn't done dick.
Oh, she filed to impeach Joe Biden.
Did she really?
Sure, yeah. A couple of times now, probably.
Jeez, okay.
She's doing important stuff for the people of Georgia.
God, the people of Georgia can go fuck themselves.
Pelosi and Mitt Romney have direct financial interest. A country which government only exists because of the Obama State Department helped to overthrow the previous regime.
What?
The previous evil regime, she said the Obama State Department helped the people of Ukraine get
right.
rid of Yanukovych and all of the corruption. The people of all of NATO did. Remember the clip they like to self froth to
yank to
is Joe Biden saying, yeah, we're going to go after this guy and go get him. That was that evil prosecutor.
Yeah.
Because the entire EU was behind getting rid of this evil prosecutor. That was one of the conditions of starting to talk about, hey, joining the EU or joining NATO.
Right.
With Ukraine. You got to get rid of this guy because he's Yanukovych's guy. He's corrupt as fuck.
Right. That's Paul Manafort's guy.
And they got rid... Yeah, and then they got rid of him. That's the one that Biden helped get rid of and was like, I'm going to do everything I can to get rid of him. And now they're saying, that's the one that they say, the only reason he got rid of him because that guy was looking into Hunter. He was investigating Hunter. That's the only reason Biden got rid of him.
That makes no sense. It makes perfect sense that you'd want to oust a corrupt guy. Yanukovych was bad. He was very bad. He was corrupt. The guy.
Yeah, and Putin's teat whore.
Yeah, like Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't making a lot of sense.
Which government only exists because of the Obama State Department helped to overthrow the previous regime. The ugly truth is that America is in no shape to throw herself into another foreign conflict.
Jeez.
Our country is in no shape, you know, and I'm sure she goes on to say our borders are just being overrun with brown. Have you noticed that?
Right. Well, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want us to go after fascists because she's a fascist.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think she's on board with that mission. And she likes Russia.
What a fucking asshole.
I mean, a lot of Republicans, what they legislate and what they do or say they stand for, a lot of it Putin stands for. Homophobia, racism, anti-trans shit. I mean, that's all Putin kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They like totalitarians. They don't like democracy.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like
that
voting.
Democracy shit.
Yeah.
Because they know they won't win.
Yeah, they have to cheat.
Right.
They have to cheat because
they know they won't win. Also in the news,
yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right.
We appreciate your time.
Yes.
This is the... What is this? I almost want to save this. I had this for tomorrow, but I almost don't want to save it.
There will be something that happens in between now and tomorrow that you can slide that into the, I think.
We already played Pat Robertson.
Right. Still alive today? Has anybody checked?
I'm not sure it was alive when he taped this, but
oh, okay.
It's, you know, arguable.
God, I...
Undead is not really alive.
Part of me, and this isn't going to make a lot of sense, but God, he's going to be so disappointed when he doesn't go to heaven because there's no heaven. I mean,
well, I don't...
What a bummer.
Well, that's part of the issue. Yeah. He won't be.
Right. Why am I in hell?
You see, Jussie Smollett is out of jail.
Okay.
On appeal.
Right.
So I'm sure they'll scream about that.
Bleh, fuck that shit.
I'm sure they'll say that. What about all the political prisoners from the January 6th that are in jail? That, you know, and they keep saying, I keep seeing these assholes saying that they're in there without being charged. There's not one. There's not one insurrectionist that has not been charged with something.
So they're saying there's no one that's been charged. But in fact, the truth is they've all been charged.
Yeah. Oh, they're in there without charges. It's fucking not true.
I mean, what do people expect? They stormed the Capitol. Some of them had weapons. They stole shit. They did lots of weird, fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you would expect.
COVID?
Yes.
You may have heard of it.
Oh, oui, oui. Le coronavirus.
Washington Post. Washington Post. A surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert.
Fuck this shit!
For another wave of the pandemic here.
Motherfuckers!
Even as most of the country has done away with restrictions after a sharp decline in cases.
Woo!
Infectious disease experts are closely watching the subvariant of Omicron known as BA2, which appears to be more transmissible than the original strain. BA1,
fuck this,
and is fueling the outbreak overseas.
I want to do stand-up comedy! Fuck!
Ugh.
So gross.
In all, about a dozen nations are seeing spikes in COVID infections caused by BA2.
Can we get vaccinated? Is everybody vaccinated?
No.
Get vaccinated, you fucks!
And then they're saying, I saw another report that said that as far as what we've got going now with variants and stuff, that a fourth jab, if you or another jab after you're boosted, it does not seem to be that much more effective or at all effective. So,
somebody on NPR said if you're in a risk group, maybe it will help.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, we can't just give me another shot. I don't give a shit. It won't help. Really? It's more of something that helps. I don't understand.
In the past 2 years, a widespread outbreak like the one that is now being seen in Europe has been followed by a similar surge in the United States some weeks later.
Just give me another shot. I don't care. I don't care what you say. It probably won't do anything. Give it to me anyway. I don't give a fuck.
China and Hong Kong are experiencing rapid and severe outbreaks.
China.
But the strict zero COVID policies they enforce make them less similar to the United States than Western Europe.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, I don't know.
So
we're now. I mean, it's Florida.
Hopefully, if you're vaccinated and boosted, even if you get it, the outcome is far more positive.
Is there? No pun intended. Is there anyone out there working on a vaccine that helps BA2? Can't we have that? It's a fucking shit. I mean, I was told Okay, I was told the...
But they're not going to... Yes, I'm sure they are.
Okay. Is it an mRNA thing?
But if the one they have already covers it for the most part, then they're probably not going to...
But I thought it doesn't cover it.
No, it does. It's just as it's like Omicron,
right?
We're protected from Omicron, bigly, yeah. Not as bigly as from Delta,
right?
But and then definitely if we catch the Omicron,
yes,
then the symptoms tend to be far milder, and you the know, outcome, even if you're hospitalized, if it gets that bad, it's far right. lower death rate.
Somebody tried to tell me that they're waiting to actually catch it and then get the vaccine because that avoids like...
Oh, then I'll have my natural immunity on top of the...
Is that what they're saying? Is that what they mean?
Well, roll those dice, immunity? Motherfucker. Roll those dice.
But does it even work like that?
Well, you'll have a natural immunity if you know, of some kind.
So someone that caught
the survive it.
Okay, someone that catches the coronavirus and then gets vaccinated has more protection than I do if I didn't have it and got vaccinated.
Not necessarily. I don't know about that. But regardless, if they survive it the first time, because if they're unvaccinated, they have a much higher chance of it being bad and killing them.
And they could spread it as well.
Sure, they could spread it either way. So there you go, something to keep an eye on.
I mean, you know, it's Florida. We live in a place where it's like...
Yeah, it's not...
Everything's going to be the same.
Right.
Except dead people.
Well, unless we get a new governor. But even then,
we're
what's still, he gonna the do? Legislature is still so cancerous that overrun with Republicans that they won't let her do anything. If I'm saying her, I'm assuming Nikki Fried might get it. But
yeah,
Charlie Crist is running also.
Right. I don't know. Well, we for sure won't have the same representative. Because he's not going to run again, right?
Gates? He hasn't said that.
Oh, I thought he did.
No.
He didn't. Okay.
No.
God, I might be getting him mixed up with another right-wing nut job.
Yeah, I don't think he said that.
Oh, okay. We can't. Hey, Matt, for real, though, how are you going to run for representative and deal with... He has issues, right? Legal issues or something?
Matt?
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah. He's going to have legal issues. Yeah.
That's still hopefully. A thing. Is that going to go away? Because it feels like nothing's happening.
No,
with
it's
that.
Just the opposite. That God. As long as that dude
yes.
keep punting his sentencing down the field,
right?
That means they still like the songs he's singing. And well, they're still investigating. And if they keep investigating, dude. The longer it goes, the more it may mean the bigger the net. Don't forget, it's not just him. That might be involved in some of this shit. They're
like
talking
the
about
sex trafficking.
Yeah, yeah, and they're and the alleged Republican sex parties with these girls and shit like that.
Oh,
of
man.
These state officials here, the state senators and state reps of Florida.
Do you think how is Florida going to reform its? I mean, it's so corrupt, the politicians, and I mean we've got a lot of. I mean, really think about it. We got a lot of Republicans that are involved in like.
Shady
sex parties,
fucking
shit.
Yeah.
Shady. I mean, sex parties with young girls. It's like Epstein level shit.
Lauren Witzke, do you remember her? She was
no.
the literal candidate for the Senate for GOP in Delaware.
Oh, yeah. And she's crazy as shit.
Insane.
Witsky.
She really, I mean, she said crazy shit while she was running. Very Trumpy, very Jesus-y.
Yeah.
But not as crazy as she got afterwards. Woo! When she ended up, like a couple months later, on Rick fucking Wiles' show.
Oh, my God.
Not as a guest, as a co-host.
Oh my God. Then she had a gig on Rick Wiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeez. Then they had that schism over at Rick Wiles and she and Third Banana.
Yes, Doc.
Doc stayed with Rick.
Oh, excuse me.
But Third Banana.
Who is that?
I don't remember his name.
Some fuck.
It was Rick, Doc, and Third Banana. Remember? Right, was that one right. guy? Who would say really stupid shit?
Yeah. Well.
And he was the reporter. He was the one they sent to Davos.
Oh my God.
Remember? They had
every single moment of that. Rick Wiles took a team from True News to
Davos.
To fucking Davos. To do what? To be involved in the world economics?
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, Rick, did you get to sit down with Angela Merkel? Was she impressed by you and your band of merry fascists?
So here's Lauren Witsky, who now is doing her own thing with Third Banana.
Ooh.
They're trying to put out some kind of Christian media network.
Hey. Oh, gross.
And podcasts and all that stuff.
We don't need that, okay?
Here she is. And she's doing some lunatics. It says far right streamer.
Okay.
Named Jared Noble.
Noble.
Also known as Wooza.
Hey, Wooza.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
This is a bizarre conversation.
Okay.
But we just need to remind ourselves that this was the chosen Republican candidate for Senate in the last election.
It's a big
deal.
I
just want to remind you.
Right, right.
My real position is that women are our currency to be bartered and traded. You know, we see in the Bible, it's not biblically unfounded. It's a lot like I'm making stuff up and being disrespectful or anything. But it's like you could trade a nice virgin bride for a half a dozen yoke of oxen. And I think if we went back to that.
Meanwhile, Lauren Witsky, who is in the other screen here, at first was kind of laughing at him when he said, you know, women should be traded.
Yeah.
And now she's nodding in agreement with him. Like, oh, once he said Bible, once he said that fucking word.
Absolutely.
She went from aha to, oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah.
When I when I'm trading the virgin bride for the oxen.
Sure.
I mean, it's all of a sudden you have six oxen. I mean, not to make it not about the, I mean, no one should be traded or bartered as a
You're
person.
Saying it's not enough or it's too
no,
much?
No, I'm
or?
Just saying it's an unreal. I who would even want that? Because now, I don't know, it's easier to cart around a virgin than it is six oxen. What do I do with the oxen?
You have the oxen cart around everything.
Oh, okay. So
you can put more virgins in a cart then.
I'm trading a person.
Go get more
for
oxen.
Transportation. The Bible is insane.
And then sell oxen.
But okay.
Jeez. So here's this is Wooza. Don't forget far right streamer. And he's in his bedroom. Which I mean,
God, Wooza. A guy, you're telling me a guy broadcasting sitting on the edge of his bed, bathed in the light of a
fucking
lava lamp?
No, he's in a gamer chair. He's in a gamer's chair.
Okay.
But there's a clothes chest right next to him.
How much are we supposed to, I mean, taken out of biblical terms, how much he's selling women?
And he has two flags on the wall that say America First.
Oh, good.
Just so you know.
Okay.
You could trade a nice virgin bride for a half a dozen yoke of oxen. And I think if we went back to that and got rid of all this feminism crap, forget about your master's degree, forget about your career, and just go mommy mode. That's what I believe in.
Yeah. Do you think that they should also like
You know how there used to be like dowries back in the day, like in the biblical.
Yeah. Community,
you'd have to like, yeah, I think that we should bring that back. However, okay, so I was talking with a, I think she was Indian woman about her arranged marriage, but here's the deal with that. Okay, so here's the deal with arranged marriages is that your parents want what's best for you. So if you let your parents choose for you, they're absolutely going to choose the best, not exactly what you want, maybe not, like, because of course we always choose what is the worst for us, at women as a tendency. So I like fully support arranged marriages. Like parents having a say and like choosing and like make like choosing the family that you choose.
And that's literally behind his head is the pillow on his bed.
Does he have, is that a picture of a big truck or something? Who is this person?
Hummer. It's a picture of a yellow child. Hummer. He's young.
Good God.
And so the question then is, what the fuck is Lauren Witzke either doing his show for, or is he doing her show?
I don't know. To me, it's like, I don't want this guy who's broadcasting from his bedroom is telling me how much people are worth.
Yeah, you know, I think we should go back to half a dozen yoke of oxen.
Do you live with your parents?
I think that's cool. And then she comes in and is like, oh, yeah, you know, this arranged marriage thing. I don't think that's totes bad.
We're figuring it out. These two people are this guy,
and he even took off. Did you see him with the glasses on, or did you?
No.
He had on prime load glasses.
Oh, really?
Let's at see. The beginning through the whole thing, and then when she started, and then
this
when
guy
she
can fuck off,
and then when she started,
loser,
he sent his shit, and you could kind of tell like he was waiting for her to react, and yeah. Then when she went, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. He took his glasses off like he was like, oh my God, she agrees with me. I think he might have been expecting pushback even from Lauren Witzke.
A moment. He had to whip his glasses off.
He literally just said, forget your master's degrees and everything. This is, Lauren Witzke probably has a master's degree.
Well, I mean,
I wonder if she does.
It's crazy. It's like, forget your master's degree and get sold for some oxen.
Yeah, and start pumping out my baby.
He's not really a moderate.
Because this
Is this the
governor
of Texas?
This is a genetic pool that we really need to plumb.
Does this guy, where's this guy from? The
I don't know
Florida?
Anything about him. I guess I should Google him.
That's okay. Don't do that to your computer. What a fuckhead. What a douche. I'm not, you know, a guy with big monster truck posters on his wall can't be in charge of putting price tags on human beings.
Oh, she's got a bachelor's.
Okay, good. Well, good thing she didn't have a master's.
In business management.
Get rid of that. It's time to sell you.
From Goldie Beacom College?
Goldie Beacom?
Is a private college in Pike Creek Valley, Delaware.
But you.
I wonder if it's Christian.
Goldie Beacon. Use your degree to be sold for oxen, per the Bible.
It looks like a fancy private school, but okay. I don't see any references to Jesus.
This guy is so shocked. He's like, I think we should sell women for six oxen like the Bible says. And she's like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You made him take his Oakleys off.
No religious affiliation. Its current tuition and fees are $25,000 a semester.
Okay. Jesus. So she got that degree and now is talking to this guy about the... I've never heard that. Have you ever heard that in the Bible, what he's referencing? How much a virgin is worth?
Yeah.
I mean, is maybe he's from Wisconsin because there's so many cows there, you know, like dairy cow. I don't know. What a nutball. I don't give a shit that the Bible, if the Bible even says that, who fucking cares? This is crazy. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
Can everybody grow up and quit being lunatics? I mean, that guy is like the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean. Can we progress just a wee bit?
A Handmaid's Tale with like an 80s hairband hairdo going on, frosted tips and all.
Yeah.
And then the ski glasses.
You know, the
and
other
is sitting in
right.
his bedroom.
Yeah. Well, and what you guys, well, not anybody listening to us, but like The Handmaid's Tale, the problem with that is the people that didn't conform or fucked up were sent to the to clean up, like, pollution.
Yeah.
And sent to areas that were nasty, and they had to clean up the pollution. And they got sick and died.
This story, I mean, I've had this for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I think things are still, I saw an update to it recently. I'm going to look it up.
Yes.
You may remember the name Ammon Bundy.
Oh, absolutely, Pat.
From the Bundy Ranch.
I'm Ammon.
Who, at the Bundy Ranch, they bunkered in and said, we ain't paying our they refused to pay grazing fees for decades.
Yes.
U.S. land, they let their cows eat all land.
Your fucking cows?
Sovereign!
Fuck
you! We're sovereign. We don't have to pay for shit. And then he was also one of the ones that took over that bird sanctuary.
I forgot about that. It's really, I mean, honestly, Ammon and all the Bundys, it's so quaint.
Yeah, yeah.
The bird sanctuary, God, people fucking stormed the Capitol in January 6th.
In Oregon was the bird sanctuary.
Ooh.
Well, now he's getting involved in other shit.
Oh, okay.
He's also running for governor of Idaho as an independent right now.
That's weird.
And I don't know if this will affect his candidacy, but
yes.
He was arrested last Saturday.
Woo! Okay.
Protesting.
Yes.
The police seizure of a 10-month-old baby from its parents.
Right. Was this one of these things where the kid needed to go to the doctor? Uh-oh.
The police were informed the child had been admitted to hospital on March 1st, 2022, after medical personnel determined the child was suffering severe malnourishment.
Oh, my God.
10 months old.
Jeez.
Baby. While under medical care, the child was able to gain enough weight, and the child was discharged to the care of its parents.
Again?
During a follow-up appointment earlier this week, it was determined the child had again lost a significant amount of weight.
Holy shit.
And when the parents canceled the next follow-up appointment and could not be located, the Meridian police were contacted and advised that the child's condition could lead to severe injury or even death if not treated. Health and Welfare was able to contact the father, who agreed to bring the child in for an exam and then failed to show.
Right.
Officers attempted to contact the parents and check on the child at a residence in Meridian, but the occupants were uncooperative and refused to let officers check on the child's welfare.
This sounds like a problem.
So the popo went and got a warrant.
Yes.
They discovered that the parents and the child had left. It says Garden City Police then located a vehicle driven by the father of the child. They did a traffic stop.
Yes.
They had the kid. The Meridian Police took the child into custody and was taken to hospital for medical care.
Hello.
Ammon Bundy and several of his followers showed up to St. Luke's Meridian and refused to leave the property when asked to do so.
They're protesting the fact that this guy is losing his kid because they aren't feeding.
I guess you should be able to starve your child your 10-month-old baby.
It's a very bizarre position to take.
This is the police report, by the way. After several attempts to get Bundy to leave the property and his continual refusal to do so, Meridian Police Department arrested Bundy for trespassing. Also arrested with Bundy was 69-year-old Wendy K. Whitaker, who attempted to interfere in Bundy's arrest.
Jeez.
And also refused to leave hospital property.
It's like a Jerry Springer episode or some shit.
A couple other, they have these names, a couple other assholes that were arrested for
Bundy.
Resisting and obstructing.
I mean, I think no child should be malnourished. And I'm against it.
Yes. Yes. I think this is one of those bare minimum things.
Right. They don't want their issue is they don't want the government to interfere in a child starving to death. So a child is starving to death and they don't want the government to interfere because big government.
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He tweeted on the 12th. This is Ammon. Please read. Last night, my very good friend Diego's grandson was medically kidnapped because a medical practitioner called CPS for a missed doctor appointment. Listen, he makes it sound like it was just a regular old doctor appointment.
The kid was starving to death.
If this happened to them, it could happen to you. We must stand against this medical tyranny.
Wait. If this happens again to anyone, the same thing maybe should happen. The kid should get rescued and fed. Man, these people are fucking nuts.
He was on. I saw a story that they had to. Did they close the hospital or they closed the hospital to the public or something and had to get security because of these people? Of course.
Oh my God.
He got hundreds of people to show up, hundreds of these lunatics.
Hundreds? They were protesting the fact that law enforcement wanted this child to not starve to death. Wow. That's not very pro-life of them. I mean,
this says dozens of Idahoans gathered to bring baby Cyrus back to his family.
They weren't feeding baby Cyrus though. Doesn't that bother anyone here?
This is all kinds of pictures. I don't know. It's not great for radio.
Yeah. They look like idiots.
It's a whole bunch of white assholes.
Guys, it's an easy thing. If someone, you want to get the kid fed, you want children to not starve to death.
The baby was finally taken into custody when the parents who fled with the child were pulled over in a traffic stop. The Idaho Statesman reported the baby's mom live streamed her conversation with police.
Yeah.
Before the baby was rushed to the hospital. She said, "Why can't I be with him while you're doing the medical work?" The police officer reportedly responded that the baby was in imminent danger.
Yeah.
He said, "I don't want to make this worse for you. I'd like to get him the help he needs right now. He goes with us in the ambulance and you leave. If that doesn't happen, then we arrest you."
Jeez. Here's a cop doing something helpful. That's nice. Jeez. I mean,
Bundy was reportedly released from custody later that day. He's scheduled to stand trial this week on 3 charges from a previous trespassing case involving a protest at the Idaho State Capitol.
Jesus. But this is a crazy thing to protest. I mean, even for conservatives,
this is
I would
insane.
Like, you're not going to pick your battles. You're going to do this. Who are you fighting for? Someone's right to starve a child to death, I guess. Because it's in the Bible. Is there something in the Bible that said thou shalt starve your child to death if you want?
And in fact, update to that one, he was found guilty on 2 counts.
Okay.
And sentenced to 1 year probation.
Damn. Wow. What does that even mean for him? Does that mean
he's got jail time?
He's got to piss in a cup for a year and
he still gets to run for governor.
Shut the fuck up.
I guess.
How do you run for governor and be like, well, I'm then, 4 you know, children starving to death? That's like the bare minimum of government.
How are you the ultimate executive in charge of the probation department?
I'm gonna
do you think there's a conflict of interest?
Right. I'm gonna get rid of this my probation and I'm gonna let everybody out of jail who's guilty of starving a child.
And that was a jury trial too, so you know. His peers. He thought he'd get away with it.
God. It's just a weird... How do you even rally people for that? Do you send out a group email and say, hey, they're keeping babies... They're...
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Preventing...
A major Boise hospital was forced to lock down for over an hour on Tuesday after far-right activist Ammon Bundy urged supporters to go to the facility to protest a child protection case involving one of his family friends.
Maybe he didn't understand that they were starving the child to death.
by Tuesday? Saturday is when he was arrested the first time.
Yeah. So
we're
they
on
knew.
Tuesday.
It's public record what this story. Guy was yeah. fucking doing. So what does... I guess that's just such a weird libertarian thing to fight for. You're right. I mean, if the government... And they even took the child and said, we're not going to arrest
they,
you.
Yeah, and they took the baby in the hospital previously, fed it, it put on weight, they released it back to the parents, they came back and to see the check on the child, and it had dangerously lost weight again.
Right.
Mm.
So...
And that's why they're like, we're going to go get a warrant, and we're gonna get that baby into the hospital.
Maybe I missed this, but why aren't they feeding the kid?
I don't have that information.
Because they don't give a shit?
I don't have the other... That, whatever their side of the story might be, I don't know how you could justify any of it.
It's so weird, but I don't know. It's horrible. Horrific.
I'm kind of scanning through Bundy's Twitter feed to see if there's anything.
Yeah, how do you even tweet about this? Get people... We got to release Baby Cyrus. Baby Cyrus needs to be free to go home and not be fed by his fucking parents. Jeez. She never breastfeeds in public because she never breastfeeds.
Yeah, it just says his press release. I have to sneeze.
God bless you. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Bloody hell. His press release just says that he was arrested. He arrived at St. Luke's in support of the Anderson family, whose baby Cyrus had been medically kidnapped early in the night.
Jeez.
Due to a missed non-emergency doctor's appointment.
Right.
That's not accurate. They said the kid was severely malnourished.
Right. They wanted to check on the kid to see if the kid's getting nourished.
Then he tweeted on the 12th, today hundreds of people gathered with us at St. Luke's in Boise, bless you, to demand an end to medical tyranny and a prompt return of baby Cyrus to his loving parents.
God, if I would have scanned this, I would assume this was about the vaccine.
Oh, then he was on OAN on the 14th.
Oh, nine!
Thank you, OAN, for having me on. Too bad nobody saw it.
Right.
For having me on to bring light to this terrible injustice in Idaho.
A child's getting fed. I what an injustice.
Double source. That the CPS is going to take Cyrus while we're gone over to the courtroom, while all the protesters are gone to the courtroom, and they are going to transport him to a foster home away from the hospital. So the concern is, and what the family wants to do, is go and everybody to go back to the hospital, hospital and begin, you know, making noise and... I don't know. We're going to have to straighten this out, but we need to go back there and get this straightened out. So,
what?
He's calling his loons to go surround the hospital and make sure the baby doesn't get out and get sent to a foster care.
Anybody who's at the courtroom, please go to the hospital. Anybody who is out there, please go to the hospital. This is an emergency.
Jeez.
That was his live stream.
Boy, that's crazy, dude. The emergency. This child's getting fed. What an emergency.
Yesterday he tweeted, multi-generational freedom fighters standing up for our rights. There's a picture of some old grandpa holding a sign that says medical kidnapping and some little kid, some like 4-year-old that some parent put a sign in his hand that says stop medical tyranny.
What is medical kidnapping / tyranny even mean? That means that...
forcing people to get vaccines and stuff, Ryan, food? To wear masks.
I mean, we're not even talking about vaccines. We're talking about feeding a baby. That's medical tyranny. Is medical tyranny is breastfeeding.
Yeah, there's no explanation here from Ammon on what the family's excuse for the baby being severely malnourished.
I mean, I don't know. Is it like a diet thing? It's like they want the kid to exist on like sunshine and I don't know. There must be a reason why they're doing this. Are they sadists?
Oh, he released a statement Bundy for governor for immediate release.
God!
Official statement from the Ammon Bundy for governor campaign.
Okay.
Today, Ammon Bundy was found guilty of trespassing at a public building during public hours observing a public proceeding.
Oh, okay.
This is not surprising, considering that before the trial began, the judge ruled that the First Amendment could not be brought up in this case. The judge was unable to come to a unanimous... The jury, excuse me, was unable to... come to a unanimous verdict on one of the counts.
Right.
Today's ruling is anything but just. And we look forward to our appeal where we expect these charges to be overturned.
Jeez. I mean, it's...
I'm just getting home, still in my truck, trying to process this day. I know people need some instruction or at least some information, and that's what I'm trying to do here.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
The headline of this is "Your children do not belong to you." And then it says, the state wants to destroy your family.
The state wants to give your family protein in this case. So the kid doesn't
hashtag save baby Cyrus.
Oh my God. You guys are psycho. Everybody's psychotic in this story. I mean, listen to this fuckhead.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a psycho. I don't know. The purpose of this stream is to give you information why I think it's okay for a baby to starve to death.
Here's an explanation, allegedly.
Okay.
Baby Cyrus was sick last week and vomiting, so my daughter took him to St. Luke's Pediatric Center, where he was after receiving terrible treatment. They were released after about a week with Baby Cyrus having a clean bill of health.
Okay.
After undergoing every exam. He went because he was severely malnourished.
Right.
That's what took him in the hospital. They fed him and they released him.
Right.
To the parents.
And then they didn't feed him again.
Marissa and Levi continued to take Cyrus to a local pediatrician, Dr. Aaron Dykstra of Functional Medicine of Idaho, for additional review and weigh-ins. All was well and good. However, Cyrus did have a day where he vomited again after trying goat's milk powder, which was suggested to help add calories to his food intake. Well, why did he need to add calories?
Why? Yeah.
She says, apparently Cyrus has an issue where his body cannot fully digest proteins yet,
okay,
so he has to stick to breast milk still because he's not quite ready for solid food.
Okay, so that's why the kid is underweight.
We don't know if this is true, though.
Right.
And regardless, if he's severely malnourished,
yeah,
it ain't working. What you're doing, if you're just giving him the boob, it ain't working.
If a cop has to come take your child to the hospital to feed it, it's, you know, it's more than you're just not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a parent. I don't know. I'm no parent, but I don't think you should starve your child. Right?
I guess things may not have gone well at the court hearing.
For Ammon?
Prayer and protesting will continue today for baby Cyrus.
It would be like if baby Cyrus was starving, you would protest to get baby Cyrus fed. But instead, they're protesting baby Cyrus getting fed.
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, they're protesting a child getting fed. It's even for Republicans, or I guess, I don't know. It's absolutely fucking bizarre. Crazy shit there.
Yeah, it's all very strange.
You're protesting in favor of a child not eating is wacko.
And I don't...
Jeez, guys.
I don't really have the information.
Sometimes it's like these right-wing nut jobs. Just smoke a fucking bowl or something and chill the fuck out.
It says the child's grandfather is a well-known businessman and Christian pastor.
God. Okay.
The pastor was a vocal opponent of state power under COVID restrictions.
What?
And is a close associate of Ammon Bundy.
Are you upset about this child starving? You would think, I mean, that's a very basic Christian thing, you know what I mean? Giving children food. Isn't it? Isn't there parts of the Bible where Jesus feeds kids and it's like,
I think he's
people clap
pro
and they're like,
people
yay,
eating. Yeah.
Jesus fed a bunch of children. It's a good thing. So we should all want to yeah. feed kids. Okay. Yay.
I'm going out on a limb to suggest that Jesus was pro food for children and everyone.
Just say something. Maybe the Republicans, if you're such Christians, read the Bible again, right? Aren't there parts that might help them? Or is it? I don't know.
Some. There's some decent stuff in there, but there's a whole lot of bullshit. And a whole lot of heinous shit.
Yeah.
Try to explain to us about why slavery is condoned, also allegedly by Jesus.
Right.
In the New Testament.
Well, we got to do that. We also have to explain to these.
As long as they don't die within 2 days, you can beat the shit out of them. That's in the Bible.
Right. Wait, can you starve them? You can, but you can't.
As long as they don't die after 2 days.
You can starve a child or beat them.
I don't know if starving. No, I'm just talking about slaves.
Oh, okay.
In the Bible.
Right. But this is not a slave. I mean.
Oh, if your children disobey, you can kill them in the Bible.
Why do we have slaves then? I mean, can't we get rid of that? That's not good.
But the Christians can't explain that because nowhere in the Bible does it say slavery bad.
Well, geez. I mean, nowhere in the Bible does it say like getting. I don't know. Putting ivermectin up your asshole is good. Everything that's bad has to be listed in the Bible as bad, or you can do it. Is that what they're saying?
Some of them, but it all depends on whether they want it to be bad or not, and whether they how they twist the words of that ridiculous book.
Sometimes I just wish these guys could stay home and just stay home. I don't know, and do something.
Oh God, there's that
paint.
That guy that Lauren Witzke was talking to, that Wooza.
Wooza?
With the long blonde hair.
What an incredible fuck face. Really?
There's a picture of him with Trump.
Oh my God. Let me see this.
They look like they're at some event. They're both wearing tuxedos and Trump is giving his stupid thumbs up.
Is Wooza the end of the, I mean, is he Satan or something? I mean, God, he looks so stupid.
Jared, okay, now I'm going to look him
Wooza.
Up.
How is Wooza in my life? Fuck Wooza. Go fuck yourself! You're a douche.
I want women to be slaves.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which end of the deal does he want to be on? Does he want to get the virgin or move the oxen? Which one does he want? Does he want to trade a virgin and get oxen, or does he want trade oxen, get virgin? Which is it, Wooza?
I keep hitting the wrong button because Apple versus Windows. It says, here's something that says racist Wooza is Jared Noble. So I guess he was like a gamer or something.
Oh, Jared. Jeez, Jared. What a fuckhead.
There's not much out there about him.
He's just a gigantic tool. He's a gigantic tool that got famous streaming, playing fucking video games, and then he started getting political, and we're like, oh, okay.
As shown in his own live stream videos, Jared Noble is racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic. Oh, he walks around and bothers people in public.
Oh, that's nice.
And live streams it.
Oh. Come bother me, you asshole.
Like out on the street and says racist stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jared, come to Pensacola, please, you motherfucker.
Yeah, he's one of those tools that... It's not like the auditors. This guy like goes out, and, you know, somebody will be out at an outdoor cafe and he'll walk up to him and say the N-word.
Yeah. You know what's
fun?
And
then, you know, dare them to react or something.
On the weekends at Seville, I don't even like going to Seville on the weekends, but what
Seville
I like...
is a group of bars, right?
Yeah.
Seville...
If anybody's listening, it's offended. It's very trashy. And it's the kind of place where it's nice. It's like white trash nice. You know what I mean? If you go there, cover your drink because people drug people there all the fucking time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All the time. All the time.
Seville Quarter.
Yeah. And but the great thing is on Saturday nights, the lunatic Christians stand across the street and scream at everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I go there that sometimes, and I just, every once in a while, go fuck yourself! That's the best. I just yell back.
That's when last time I was in New Orleans, that was what was happening at the French Quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3 a.m, people are stumbling around drunk and listening to music and having fun. And there's just a bunch of Christians running around telling everybody you're going
to hell. But if you confront them and start filming them, they get so mad and they can't take it. They are such little snowflakes. If you see these people, you must fuck with them. Not physically, just say things to them because it's fascinating. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
We only got a couple minutes left here. Look at how time been a flying.
Dear Jesus, please, please make it so these kids starve to death. Is that what they pray for?
I don't know what's going on with this kid. I don't know what to tell you. God, Russia or
Russia,
they're again woozy over Hunter Biden bullshit.
It's just so
New York
stupid.
Times article details the Justice Department's inquiry into Hunter Biden's business dealings, including emails between him and his associates obtained by the publication from a cache of files that appears to have come from a laptop abandoned by Mr. Biden in a Delaware repair shop. So now they're saying, oh, look, this laptop that everybody was saying ain't real. Now all of a sudden the New York Times is saying it is actually real.
So there is a laptop.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, regardless, there's Hunter video out there of him naked. Biden, it's gross.
Hunter Biden doesn't factor into Ukraine. I mean, it shouldn't. He shouldn't.
And now they're looking into something with his taxes or something.
Yeah.
Says in the year after he disclosed a federal investigation into his tax affairs in late 2020, Hunter Biden paid off a significant tax liability. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Even as a grand jury continued to gather evidence in a wide-ranging examination of his international business dealings.
Ooh. He has international business dealings.
He was on that board in Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. The energy board or some shit like that.
And he had something to do with some company in China. I mean, yeah, there's shit going on. And did he use his name? Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Good God.
That doesn't change. I don't care
what. Rudy Giuliani's kid was making $100,000 a year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Working for Trump as his sports liaison.
And none of that changes the fact that that Trump tried to leverage that and to hold the military aid and demand an investigation into Hunter, or they're not going to get their missiles.
His taxes are just one element of a broader investigation stemming from work he did around the world. He's a Yale-educated lawyer. His professional life has intersected with his father's public service, including working as a registered lobbyist for domestic interest, and while his father was vice president, pursuing deals and clients in Asia and Europe. Well, yes. He doesn't have to give up his work.
Right.
Trump didn't even give up the shit he had.
Yeah.
That would be saying, well, the Trump sons kept making money.
I mean,
while dad was in office. Who gives a fuck? Right. The rest of the family doesn't have to stop earning.
Yeah. But like if you want to compare families, I mean, God knows what the Trump kids have been up to. I think Hunter Biden pales in comparison.
Began as a tax inquiry, widened to a possible criminal violation of tax laws, as well as foreign lobbying and money laundering rules. But prosecutors are facing a number of hurdles, including proving that Hunter Biden intentionally violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires disclosure. That's what Mikey Flynn violated because Mikey Flynn lied about it.
Yeah. Well, and also Mikey Flynn was up to some very nefarious things, right? Or suspicious, at least.
And again, just because Hunter Biden might be a little shady doesn't mean that Joe Biden is shady.
And it doesn't
People
mean,
have shady relatives.
And it doesn't make it okay that Trump called Zelensky and said, I need you to announce an investigation into Biden, into Hunter, or you're not going to get your military aid. That's very fucked up. That's the fucked up thing here.
It's not clear if he is, if the investigation is so focused solely on him or if he's among a group of individuals.
Yes.
His work for Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company, became a flashpoint in his father's race against Trump.
Yes.
And helped set off the events that led to Trump's first impeachment. Right. Because he used Hunter.
Yes.
As leverage to try to get that investigated.
I mean, they talked about Hunter Biden in the second election more than they did the Hillary in the first. Maybe not.
Hunter Biden, who in recent years has pursued a career as a painter, has acknowledged serious drug addiction and other problems during the period right. when he was seeking international business while dealing with the illness and death of his brother, Beau.
Shit, man. I mean, if the Republicans take the House and all the, you know.
Oh, there'll be a special permanent committee on Hunter Biden.
I bet they look into Hillary again.
Well, they've already said, several of them have already said they will impeach Biden. We don't know what for. Just because they don't like him. We don't know of any real crimes yet, but they will.
Right.
Margie's already said, oh, yeah, we're going to totally impeach Biden.
Do you think Putin has things on these people and is like, you have to impeach Biden or I'm going to release this information about you?
I don't know. I think some.
Right.
Didn't they? Let's not forget that the Russians hacked the RNC emails.
Yeah.
All before this all happened.
Right.
So there's probably a lot of names that they got shit on from that.
Why aren't people outraged?
And could then dangle
that?
It over the heads of these Republicans.
Yeah. We should all have been outraged that Putin did that back then.
Yeah.
Not that Hillary. I don't even know what they were mad about.
And Tucker.
Oh, my God.
Who knows if Putin's got something on Tucker?
I mean, maybe Tucker just likes the whole Nazi thing. I mean, there is that. He seems like he likes it, doesn't he?
Or he likes the attention he's getting from
Jesus
pretending he likes the Nazi thing.
What a crazy narcissist.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again to Molly. Ooh, yeah. Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook at Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. We'll talk at you tomorrow.
Jeebus.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.